Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Home Depot is in full panic mode after realizing that an entire generation of Americans have absolutely no clue how to use their products. As the Wall Street Journal points out, the company has been forced to spend millions to create video tutorials and host in-store classes on how to do everything from using a tape measure to mopping a floor and hammering a nail. Can you imagine this? There is a class that has to be conducted so that millennial twerps know right hand over left hand on a mop? No, you're holding it all wrong.
Well, that's how I see somebody holding like a baseball bat, man.
Well, it's not a baseball bat, dude. It's a hammer.
Well, I've never seen anyone hammer any nails in with a hammer. I've only seen people hold baseball bats. Why can't we use a baseball bat?
You really can make comedy out of this? The comedy that you can make out of it is not funny? Because sometime in the near future, something is actually going to break and it's going to have to be fixed by people who do not have the knowledge or the ability to fix it. We're talking about taking a screw gun, putting a screw on the end of it, putting the right bit into the chuck. How many of you millennial losers know what a drill bit chuck is? That's the guy's name who uses the... Right. How many of you know what a drill bit chuck is? You know, with wireless and cordless drills, you only need a chuck when you're doing high torque, high tension drilling, screwing, or using the screws or what have you. Not the same as the old school chuck when you had the old Black and Decker that was corded. But that little tool there accomplished something simple, but it was necessary. If you put a drill into the drill, and if you tighten it down by hand and you try to drill something, the drill would the bit would pop out. So you had to have the chuck to put in there to figure out how to tighten it. Now, if I were to hand a millennial a drill, an old school wired Black and Decker drill, and were to hand it to them and say, you got to tighten it up before you try and screw that those screws in over there. Would they know to look for the chuck? Which, by the by, usually, for convenience sake, is tethered or tied around the cord that you plug into the wall, right? So it makes it easy to find. But looking at the chuck, that's a complicated little tool there. I mean, it goes at a right angle. It's got a bulb on it. The bulb looks like it's slotted with gears on it, and it's grooved. It's got a protruding point on the end. It looks like, well, I know that must go in somewhere. Common sense would you be able to figure this out, but I think we've outlawed common sense. Home Depot's vice president of marketing admits she was originally hesitant because she thought some of their videos might be a bit too condescending, but she quickly learned they were very necessary for pampered millennials. From the story, in June, the company introduced a series of online workshops, including videos on how to use a tape measure. How do you use a tape measure?
I mean, that's a that is a complicated process, folks.